Congregation, you all know that faith is a gift, not something you fabricate yourself. It's a gift the Lord works in the heart. And you know how the Lord works that faith, right? It is the work of the Holy Spirit. And to use the Word, right? You know all those things. Faith, a gift. Faith worked by the Spirit through the Word. But how? How does the Spirit apply that? What's happening? What are the details there? How the Spirit gives faith to the heart of a convinced sinner. And that is not by just giving warm feelings, not by letting a text speak, I love you with eternal love. No, it is by faith in the promises. Let me just mention a key word, by persuasion. The Holy Spirit persuades that this promise is meant for you. And he lets you feel this is the word of God. He does not point to your feelings. He points to the objectivity of the scriptures. And he says, see, here it is in the word itself. Come ye to the waters. That's our text this morning. Isaiah 55 verse 1. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And it has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. So far. The theme. Persuaded to come by the Spirit through the Word. Again, persuaded to come by the Spirit through the Word. Six questions about that. Some require long and some shorter answers. Six questions. Unto whom does that word come? Secondly, who are specifically addressed? Three, who are allowed to come? Four, who are willing to come? And five, who will come? And six, what is it to come? So persuaded to come by the Holy Spirit of the Word. Unto whom the Word comes, first word in the text. Who are specifically mentioned, addressed in the text. It has no money. Thirsty, three who are allowed to come, who are willing to come, who will come, and what is it to come? Congregation, it is essential to understand the text, to see the picture. Let me show you the picture first. And it's important to look at the details. I see something like a wedding hall. Many people flocking together in the hall, talking and socializing. It's busy. Young men, young women, older ones, the friends, but also some poor people in the neighborhood. You see lots of people in the room. All sorts. And I see in the middle of somewhere a table. And I look. Plenty. Water jugs, milk, wine, bread, an abundance of things, of all different snacks and things to eat and to drink, and nobody is touching it. They all look at it, and nobody dares to go there. That's not according to etiquette. You wait and they invite to go there. And it's busy, and then I see this man of the ceremony stand up and say, "Attention! Hello! Ho!" Everyone's quiet. And he says, "Everyone that is thirsty, you may come to the waters. If you have no money, come buy and eat. With the money, the price, buy the milk." When he's done, some people stand up, walk to the table, drink something, eat something, others don't. That's the picture. Let me picture another picture which is not correct. Something you should not think of. Something like this. Letting all, people talking, a table in the middle, and the mass ceremonies, whisperings in my ears. "Do you have real thirst? Are you really hungry? Then come with me to the other room. Because I have nothing to say to the people who are not thirsty and hungry. Only to the thirsty and hungry. Come with me." And he guides some people to the other room that are thirsty and hungry. And says, "Let's close the door. You come to the waters. You're allowed to drink. Not the other ones. You're so good. You are so thirsty. That's a good thirst. That's a good hunger. I'm happy with that. I give you something else that the other ones don't get." That's not correct. That's not according to context. This word comes to the entire audience. You're all talking, all busy, and the mass ceremony says, "Ho!" And everyone turns to the person. Everyone is listening. "Oh, you're thirsty, come to the waters." In other words, he's asking, "Are you not thirsty? No hunger? No appetite? Look at the table. Milk, water, wine. Water is so refreshing. That's life. Water is life. And milk is nourishing. And wine is rejoicing. Come, buy, eat with the money, with the price." So this word, now the text comes to all of us. That's the context. Look at verse 2. "Therefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken unto me diligently, and eat of it is good." Think of verse 3. "Incline your ear and come unto me." Look at verse 6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him when he is near." Look at verse 7. "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and our God will abundantly pardon." So the word comes to all of us this morning. Attention. Hello. Ho. Be quiet. Turn your face to me. And the message is this. Everyone that is thirsty, come ye to the waters. It has no money. Come ye buy and eat. Yea, come. Quite something. That message comes to all of us this morning. That's the gospel. The gospel reaching out to all of us. Anyone thirsty? You know, not saying, first you don't listen, the other ones don't listen anymore. We've missed all of us, congregation. Lord's goodness, call me to the waters. We give you another text to prove this. Matthew 22, verse 4. That's a wedding. That's a wedding hall. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my ox, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. So that's so this morning, all of them are bidden, and all things are ready. Second thought. Who are specifically addressed? Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and ye that has no money. So why is that? Well, of course. He could have said, if you're hungry, come. If you're thirsty, come. If you want to, you may come. If you desire to, you may come. He's not putting up a limit. Only if you're hungry, only if you're thirsty, he opens the door wide, no limits. Oh, that everyone is thirsty, come to the waters. They're all asked, hungry, thirsty. That thirst is no money. That thirst is not a payment. The thirst does not qualify people. But the Lord works it by the Spirit. He makes hungry, he makes thirsty by the law, by his word, by the Spirit. And he empties people and causes people to hunger for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the water. If no other, they are so thirsty, no light in the soul anymore. They are sinners against God, and they are thirsty for fresh water to live. They feel dead in sins and trespasses. They have nothing to survive with, so they need water. Desperately need water. They need milk to be nourished, to grow, to be strengthened. They have no strength. No strength. No life, no strength. Also no joy. That's not accidental. Water, milk, wine. Water gives life. Milk nourishes, gives strength. Think of little babies. And the wine gives joy, taste, delight. No delight anymore. They can rejoice in it. They're so sad, so overwhelmingly sad because of sin. That's how the Lord works. I was reading an article about Martin Luther this week in the World magazine. Very interesting. Luther warned some pastors to not only preach the gospel, because some of his colleagues were so delighted, was so elated about the gospel of Jesus Christ by grace only, that the only thing they preach in church, grace only, grace only, grace only. And Luther said, if you do that, you deceive people. You also need to preach the law, what sin is, what guilt is. And he warned those ministers and said, preach the law as well, otherwise people take it for granted. And how many churches are people doing that? Grace, 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 grace. Of course, it becomes flippant. It becomes something without a miracle in there anymore. So that's how the Lord works. He makes thirsty He makes hungry. And why does Lot specifically address them? Because they feel, it's not me anyway. I have nothing. I don't qualify. I'm not hungry enough. I'm not thirsty enough. I'm empty. I have no self-righteousness. I'm lost. And this man, this man of ceremonies, rises up and says, attention, everyone that is thirsty, come ye to the waters. Everyone is thirsty. So also this morning, everyone is thirsty. You say, but I don't want to, they don't want to steal. That's what sometimes people are stuck with. I don't want to steal. I see what you mean. The bread is for the children, not for the strangers. You don't want to deceive yourself. I absolutely respect that. But wait. It is a table set in the wedding. And I see all the delicacies standing there. The desserts and everything, the drinks. And the master ceremony just says, it's free. And someone goes to the table and takes it, they're going to say, you're stealing? He would look at me and say, I have permission. They said, everyone is thirsty of the waters. You cannot steal, something is free. Right? Also this morning. You can steal. You can make a mistake. You can not believe. You cannot understand. But in a sense, you cannot possibly steal something that is free. So everyone is thirsty, come to the waters. Some would say, don't want to steal, but what if the Holy Spirit doesn't come with it? But if I would come, and the Spirit is absent, and it's doing myself, well, faith is a gift of the Lord, right? But not in the sense that you have to sit back and wait until something happens. He works it by persuasion. And he persuades those thirsty ones to yet come, although they don't have money and they cannot pay the price. So three were allowed to come. Allowed, they're commanded to come. You may come, congregation. There are 12 commands in our text, in the context. 12 of them. You want to hear them? You count. Children, you count. Oh, everyone is thirsty. Come. He to the waters. If it has no money, come. He. Buy. And eat. Ye come. Buy wine and milk without money, without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? You labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently and eat ye that is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, come unto me, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy of David, who is allowed to come. Repent ye, to whom this will come, repent ye. believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, seek salvation only in Him. It comes to all of us. The door is wide open, even for you that feels such a sinful, vile person. Everyone that is thirsty, no exceptions, come to the waters. Who are willing to come? That's a good question. We are so thirsty and hungry for the world, for sin, for this life, for having children and a nice family and work and health. There's so much we hunger for. And there is no real interest in the water, in the milk, in the wine of the Lord Jesus Christ. We despise that. We look the other way. We hide our face from Him. There's no comeliness, no appetite, no thirst in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I see something happening in it all. The Mass ceremonies has said, oh, everyone is thirsty, come to the waters. And some people forget. They just talk and talk and talk and enjoy the company and don't go to that table. They don't drink. No thirst. They won't come. Whose fault is that? There's a table set. There's plenty on the table. Officially given permission to come. Anyone. Oh, are you hungry? You're thirsty? The desire, you may come. And many don't come by nature. Nobody comes. Allowed to come, commanded to come, and refuse to come, forget to come. They look, they hear, they see, and they don't come, don't eat, don't hearken, don't incline their ears, don't buy it. Is that you? I remember struggling with how much knowledge of misery do you need? How deep does it need to be? How far does it go? And I felt I don't qualify. I don't have enough. It should go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And I was stuck there. And I read a piece of Wilhelmus Brakel's book, Regional Service. I don't know what page anymore. And he says something like this. You don't have enough hunger? You don't have enough thirst? Without those, you would not want to come. And that opened it up to me. Because I could not deny that desire, that hunger, that thirst, not big enough, but real enough. I could say, yes, I desire it with my whole heart. Do you desire it? Are you a sinner, standing afar off, don't dare to lift your eyes into the heavens, sin against all God's commandments? Feel so poor and so needy. No, not qualifying with that. But that's how the Lord works. That's a mark of grace. Not a condition, but a mark. Hear me? Not a condition to qualify with. I have such a good thirst, you know. But a mark of grace. A condition of necessity. That's how the Lord works. He empties people. And show salvation to the Lord Jesus Christ. Willing to come. Question. Do those people in the text have money or not? And he asks that has no money. Look at verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Do you have money or not? Have no money, you spend money. Some say those are two categories. Some people have no money, as little have. I don't believe that. It's the same people. They have no money to pay the price. But they have money in a different sense. To spend money for that which is no bread. To work hard, to labor. And the Lord wants you to come to the wit's end. That you cannot labor anymore. Have no money left. Who will come? Who will come? As I said, faith is a gift, right? And I say that not to hold you back. I say it to encourage you. The Lord works that way. He works it himself by his Holy Spirit through persuasion. And he does not only show how hopeless it is on our side, but also shows how genuine he is, how true he is, that he does not deceive people. Because we are prone to deceive ourselves, right? So many are deceiving themselves. But you know something? The Lord does not deceive people. And if he says, oh, even the first to come to the waters, he does not deceive you with that. He means it. And that's how the Lord leads his people. He persuades them of the promises of the gospel in the word. And he says, look at that. And he pointed his holy finger and says, look at that. Do you see that? That's an objective truth of the Bible. And he makes it subject to the hearts. So they come. The Holy Spirit draws them. He makes the word irresistible. He shows the word's power. He makes it the power unto God, the power of God unto salvation. And then sinners come. See what's happening? Go back to that hall. Oh, Aaron the first to come to the waters. You don't need money, it's free. And he stops, and I see some people coming. They're so thirsty, so hungry. That's the first thing they would like to do. They would like to eat. They are starving. They are dying. They are so weak. They have no happiness. And they come, and they eat. That's the Holy Spirit drawing them. And that's quite something. Because those people have something in them that resists. They would like to work. They would like to do something. They would like to earn some points. They would like to qualify one way or another. And that's in the heart. We have all that evil heart. Also God's people have, convinced of their sins. They feel that they have to present something to the Lord to make the Lord happy. To say, Lord, look at this, my tears, look at this, my brokenness, look at this. And the Lord says, I don't need that. That's no foundation for salvation. It's only the water, only the milk, only the wine in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord knows his people and knows the resistance. I may not come. I have sinned too much. It is impossible. Sarah laughed, right? Sarah laughed. I'm too old. You may say, I'm too cold, impossible, holding back. But the Lord is able to incline someone's ear and say, ho, everyone that is thirsty, come to the waters. And he makes that word powerful by the Holy Spirit. Come to the waters. So welcome. Nobody comes except the Father draws him. And how does the Father draw the person? By the word, by persuading them of the truth of the scriptures. He draws them, takes all the obstacles, answers all the riddles, and gives them liberty and freedom to come. So now I can bring this all to your ears, right, this morning. But I hope from my whole heart that someone may come this morning and say, me? Really? Have I not sinned too much? Am I not too hard? Have I not provoked not to anger too much? And I may say, ho, attention, really? No doubt about this. Ho, everyone that is thirsty, come to the waters. That's how the Lord gives feet to come, by telling them, come. That's how the Lord makes them willing to receive, by saying, buy, eat, hearken. So dead ones will hear the voice of the Son of God and live, right? And those sheep, they hear the voice of the shepherd and they follow him. They hear that shepherd's voice indicating that his salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus paid the price for that. He was thirsty on the cross, no life left. There was no strength left. There was no joy left. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he is the wine. He is the milk. He is the water. Come to the waters. Are you starving? Are you dying? Are you sad? Overwhelmed? Outside? Unconverted? Feel I've nothing? I'm a lost sinner? I'm desperate? You may come, seeking your salvation only in him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, next question, what is it to come? What is that? Back to the hall. I see some standing there, thirsty, hungry, but you know, I don't dare to touch that. I have to wait. So it's going to be etiquette. I have no courage to go there. And by the way, look at my clothes. Look at my purse. Look at my wallet. I have nothing. I'm just a poor one. I don't fit in here in this royal palace, in this sitting hall. But then someone arises, the master ceremonies, right? You have permission, you may come. And that person says the first step, another step, closer and closer to the table. And I see that hand, and he grabs a cup or a bowl and puts it to his mouth. He drinks, he eats, he swallows, he inclines his ear and ears, he buys and eats. Buy, it's an official transaction, now it is his. He buys with that money, it's not his. And oh, how does he feel? So refreshed, so strengthened, so much joy in the heart. Do you know what it is to come? You may come, invite to come, be willing to come. Have you come? Have you not come yet? You're not thirsty? Not hungry? How foolish? How dark their understanding? Have you come? Have you tasted it? It's a tasting, you know. Come to the waters. Eat and drink. You know about that. It's not just flipping a switch. Oh, from now on I'm a believer. I take the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a mental thing in your head only. It is a drinking. It's refreshing. It's rejoicing. It's nourishing. So, examine your heart. Do you know about that? Have you tasted the bitterness of sin? Tasted the impossibilities and the weakness that yet no feet to come, no hand to receive? It was a lost case from all sides. And then the Lord gave you feet to come by persuading you through the word. And you came. This does not refer to the Lord's Supper table. This is the gospel table, you know. And the table is set this morning. I don't see a table here. But I see a table. And I see milk and wine and water. And an invitation to all of you. Oh, attention. Everyone and thirst to come to the waters. 12 times, incline, hearken, hear. You're going home without having eaten anything this morning? If you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're condemned already. Because you have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The blame is on you. The table was set. The question was asked. Thirsty? Hungry? You may come. No payment needed. Free. And you did not come. Whose fault is that? Let's not ask each other the Lord. Why did you go? And he says, I came because I had such a hunger, such a thirst, and I did not dare to come, but he has given me permission. How then? The word. The word. He persuaded me that I was free to come. And you tasted it then, as I did. I tasted the fresh of the water, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus quoted this text, right? And when it's thirsty, come to the waters. So this doesn't refer to the captivity. It does not refer to outward blessings. This is a spiritual blessing, right? So we're going home. I want you to think about something. Have I tasted? Have I tasted it? Did I eat? Did I drink? And if you did not, think about that. How foolish, how unwilling, how dead, how stubborn we are. And bow your knees and say, Lord, I was invited. I didn't come. And cried to the Lord, Lord, make me willing. Persuade me, Lord. And if you have come this morning or before, don't take any credit for that. It's the Lord that works it through the Spirit and through His Word. Seek your salvation only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be fools. Therefore, what's the reason? Therefore, I just don't understand it. Therefore, do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for which satisfies not? It does not satisfy, but this water, this milk, this wine satisfies. Satisfies in the deepest sense. You take a jar and you fill it up with stones, pebble stones, up to the brim. Is it full now? Yeah, it's full. I take some fine sand, put sand over that, and sand goes in there, put all the pebble stones. Is it full now? Yeah, now it's full. I take a glass of water, put the water over there, and now if we fill it up. So God's just sometimes are so filled, it's the fullness of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that fullness is the Lord is willing to give the fullness. So wherefore, he works hard for that which does not satisfy. Hearken. 12 times. 12 times you heard it. Hearken, command, hearken diligently unto and eat ye that which is good. And let your soul delight itself in fatness, in the abundance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism. Underlined it. You're welcome. Baptism underlined it. You need it. Baptism confirms it. Everyone that is thirsty, come ye to the waters. Amen. Lord, and yet people won't come. We fell so deep, they're so stubborn, so unwilling, but Lord, we also know that thou art able to incline the hearts. And we beseech thee, Lord, to draw people unto thyself, that do not only make hungry and thirsty, but also willing to come, to eat, to hearken, to buy wine and milk. Lord, it's thy work, it's thy salvation. Graciously also forgive the shortcomings, and bless thy own word. Even though, Lord, in thy mercies also the rest of this day, the traveling mercy unto them traveling, in Jesus' name alone, amen.